Good morning and afternoon, everybody. This is Something Brewing, and I am Tracy Mahan with my co-host, the amazing, the wonderful, the levitator, Cherry Divine. Cherry, come on in.
Hello, everybody, and today I'm also sad. So we get to own all of our emotions and know that that's perfect for that moment, and we'll discuss why a little bit later, but we want to welcome all of you and let you know that we will be doing readings at the half hour or thereabouts, and you can call in at 646-668-8389. Again, that's 646-668-8389. Press the number 1 so that we know you want to talk with us. And we're going to ask you to have one question, be specific, and that's my part I'm covering. What are you covering there, Tracy?
Did you send them to the chat room?
Nope.
Come on over to our chat rooms. We have, did either of us open up the Blog Talk chat? We were kind of chatting.
I did.
Okay. So Cherry opened up the Blog Talk chat, and she'll be watching that. And we also have the Facebook chat room, which is Cat Media and the number 2 right after the A in media, and it's for Consciously Awakening Together. So Cat Media 2, and come on over there. If you're not a member yet, please ask to join. We'll get you in there and start chatting with us. There is a banner at the top of the page with our show logo on it, and you just start chatting under that. It says chat here. It has call-in numbers. You'd be in heaven over there. We're gonna be chatting it up, sharing things. You can ask questions if you're not able to call in. It's a good place to be. All right.
And we do have people in the chat room over on Blog Talk, and I'm welcoming them all. And Tracy's welcoming you too. Not just about me. As much as I like to think it's all about me, it really is not.
Although she is the only one that can see you, because if I open it up, it kicks her out. And then if she opens it up, it kicks me out. So it's like she gets to watch you guys. So, yeah.
Oh, so it is all about me.
It is kind of.
Well, yeah. Evil laugh. It's all about me.
Evil. So do you want to just kind of enlighten people why this might be a sensitive show today?
It is a sensitive show today. And you guys will, you know, one thing about it, Tracy and I, we live our lives and we do our work, but everybody who listens to us knows we're also in the human experience. And that means honoring our life events. It means honoring our emotions. And there's a good chance that I will cry. And
yeah.
Here it goes. Here's the waterworks, guys. Several years ago, I found this beautiful little miniature chihuahua. And she was almost bald, malnutritioned, weighed right around 3 pounds. And I brought her home and I loved her. And she loved me. In November, she had a stroke. And it caused her to go blind and it caused her to have seizures. And I did the medications for her, did the energy work. I did, you know, pharmaceutical, but I also did natural. And it gave her a couple more months. But those months, she lived basically under a blanket, sleeping 22 out of 24 hours. But I still would pick her up and I would hold her and I would love her like I always did. She started seizing yesterday. And it went on, and I had to take her to the vet and make the decision to let her go. It was one of the hardest decisions I've ever made, and I have taken other animals in, but this little dog was secured to my heart. And when I left, you know, I left with a lot of pain and a lot of second guessing. I hate playing God with anything, yet I also knew I didn't make the choice. She did. And I know to honor the grief I'm feeling, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt there is life after death. And I've had many of my animals show me how free they feel after they move on. I had my late husband tell me it was his time to go as he was leaving. So I don't doubt there's life after death and that it's perfect and that she's been dancing around my head, showing me. And when I say dancing, I mean this little dog pranced. And she's showing me running around like she used to, yapping. She had quit barking. She had quit doing anything. And I could have made the choice to try more medication and keep her alive for me. It would have been for me. But I had to let her go. And, you know, the thing about it is holding on to the grief, it does block us from hearing them. But this morning I was sent in another scenario, a very vivid, and it was another potential. And that potential was that on one of my trips, while I was off for work or whatever, and my grandson lives with me and watches my animals while I gallivant around the countryside and loves them, you know, that sort of thing. Look how I dismiss that sort of thing. He loves them and takes care of them. Anyway, it showed me gone. It showed him at work and her having the seizures nonstop. And it showed him coming home and her dying in his hands and how devastated he would be. So I could have made a choice of prolonging the inevitable, but it was to let her go with love, because that's how she was with me in this life. She loved me. And again, it's important for us, even all of us that understand there is life after death, to honor our emotions, honor our love connections, honor their life and our life, and just let that love always be there. Okay, Tracy, it's all yours now. I'm going to go cry. Sorry, everybody. Now you're going to hear me sniffle.
I wouldn't have been able to speak at that point. So I think you're doing amazing. And I'm going to say hi to Kathy and Jeff and Brenda over in the chat room. And you know, Kathy is saying that she's just days away from an anniversary of the most significant loss in her life so far. And she says it literally took a part of her soul. And part of what was happening with Cherry and I is that we were having a theme with clients that were coming to us that were having a hard time letting go of the guilt of enjoying their life after that loved one had crossed. And that's one of the things we want to touch on, is that our loved ones would never want us to put our joy aside because they're not with us. And so, you know, and that's a common thing. I think we both came across that, didn't we, Cherry, when we were doing readings on Sunday, is people that were really having a hard time enjoying their life because someone they deeply cared about is no longer with them. And
yes.
You know, and I get it. You know, it's like you lost someone and it's like you want to honor them by missing them, by loving them, by grieving their loss. And it would feel hard to go out and have fun and laugh and play if you have made that agreement to grieve and be sad and so on. So we're here to tell you. Those loved ones want you to laugh and play and enjoy your life. And when you remember them, remember the fun things, remember the goofy things, remember the ridiculous things, tell the funny stories, tell the, you know, the off the wall stories. They absolutely love that. So,
well, you know, and that's it is when we live in grief, and just bury ourselves in it, we're letting go of the honoring of all of the lives we've shared. You know, it's important. I am the first one to say it is important to grieve the loss. When my late husband, who had colon cancer and passed away, when he passed, I grieved. And I had one person contact me, and it was kind of just really aloof. Said, well, you should get over it much easier because of the work you do. and it was put off like this. And I'm going, no, no, it isn't necessarily easier because I'm still in the physical experience. I want that person, that pop, that whatever, right here beside me to keep me, you know, that I can touch and feel. So it isn't necessarily easier. But I also know that there's still many processes to go through. You know, when we lose a part of ourselves with somebody's crossing, and many times, and this is just now coming, guys, so this is something that's, you know, a message to me and everybody else all at once, is there's unfinished business. On an emotional level, it means there's unresolved issues that we haven't quite finished. And I know it's been a journey since my late husband passed, because when somebody leaves the physical, you don't have this physical world to be able to go through and complete, you know, the various things. And he was a pain in the ass at times, and I didn't realize I still had a lot of anger because we hadn't been able to reconcile those on the physical level. Yet on a heartfelt spiritual level of life never ending, it's also been a journey over the last 5.5 years of completion. So it's important to feel all of the emotions, not just bury them because that person's no longer in flesh it's mm-hmm. love, have the joy, have the laughter, you know, like you said, oh my God, I can tell a story where he stuck a bath fuzzy in his mouth that still to this very day makes me laugh hysterically. I mean, to the point of tears coming down. But also deal with those unresolved conflicts. It's important because that keeps you stunted emotionally. So
yeah,
there's my lecture and my soapbox. So I'm stepping down.
Yeah, stepping down.
Just stepping down, folks.
One of the things that you said just then was, there is sometimes unresolved things or frustrations, or maybe the person wasn't very nice, and then mm-hmm. now they've passed, and so, you know, I think we've been programmed to an extent to be like, oh, they're no longer with us, so now I got to think of all the good things they did or try to, you know. I had someone tell me once, they're like, I don't know if when this person passes, I don't know what I would say at their funeral because they were not a nice person, you know. And you know what? Sometimes we've got to honor the fact that there is that there too. And you can still heal that with this loved one. You know, it's not that you don't care for that person, or maybe it's a parent and, you know, you're connected with them, or a sibling or something, where it's somebody that you're connected to like that. And maybe the relationship wasn't the best, but there's still time to heal that, even if they're not in the physical, and to build an absolutely beautiful relationship with them in the spiritual. And mm-hmm. one of the comments that I heard that just brought joy to my heart was, the sibling saying that she had a better relationship with her brother now that he's on the other side than she ever had with him in the physical. And it's because she allowed that healing to happen. And so there is ways to get past abuse or just someone that's mean or unkind or whatever it might be, whatever your story, their story is. There's still ways to move past that. And those are some of the things that Cherry and I do, by the way, you guys, with mm-hmm. when we work with you in a mediumship scenario, we love to bring healing to relationships because you heal up some karma and you release these loved ones into an even higher vibration. You get to move to a higher vibration with that relationship. And it's just a beautiful thing to be able to create stuff like that. And, you know, you can do that with just setting an intention of wanting to heal that relationship. And then the right things will fall into place to help you make that happen. So just keep those things in mind.
And that's really true, because I some of the things that I've witnessed in life and with various clients is when someone crosses and they've had a lot of turmoil and unresolved issues, all of a sudden that person becomes a saint. Everything, you know, all of the conflict's gone and they're now all this perfect person. Well, they were not perfect people. They were perfectly perfect in a perfectly imperfect human way. Now say that 10 times fast. Anyway, and we come in with agreements to learn life lessons, agreements for experiences, sometimes to clear old karma. It will depend. And it is, don't elevate them to sainthood just because they're no longer here. You know, deal with what was at hand. And like Tracy said, you can heal after the person leaves. Or this is the one I really love, is people will come to me to speak to someone who crossed over. And all of a sudden this relative comes in and the person goes, well, I don't know why they got here. I didn't.
Yeah. That's not the one I wanted to talk to.
Yeah, I didn't even like them. We didn't even get along. Okay, in this life you didn't. You know,
and that's almost exactly why they're the first ones there, because, you know, their agenda isn't to visit. Their agenda is to, well, I don't want to say they even have an agenda, but, you know, they want to heal things. They want, you know, they see the bigger picture.
Well, that's it, is when we leave these physical bodies, we move into expanded form as okay, let's see, who was it? Just a minute. Oh, as Brenda says on our one chat room page, is they are happy and enjoying their new lives. And that new life may be just being, you know, universal energy, or it could be a dust speck somewhere else. Yet they're there doing what's perfect for them. Yeah, and I was told to use the word, you know, the idea of a dust speck, because there's an experience in even being a dust speck. You know, there's floating. We get to float. That sounds like it. Oh my God, come to this and we'll float. Come float. Okay, off into another tangent. Welcome to Cherryland.
Come back.
And for those of you who don't know Stephen King's It.
Oh, I haven't watched
that's what. Yeah, the float with me. I
looks scary.
Yeah, it was. The book was much scarier than the movies.
Oh, no thanks. Yeah. I like to sleep at night. I find that if I'm watching something late at night and then I go to bed, that I'll have, like, I used to love to watch The Walking Dead. So I would watch that on Sunday nights, and almost every Sunday night I would have a zombie dream. So I'm very influenced by what I'm taking in. So, yeah, I didn't want to go see it.
Yeah. Well, my middle granddaughter did, so I took her. But, you know, I was one of those, you know, it kind of makes me wonder what the heck I was up to when I was younger. You know, why? Because I was just hooked on Dracula books, and they terrified me, and I would read them and throw them under my bed at night and then pray that I wore a cross, I'd keep, you know, whatever around, just so a vampire didn't come suck my blood.
I watched a video the other day where somebody was videotaping their loved one trying to get a spider off the wall, like swatting it or something, and she was so terrified, and so many people are terrified of spiders. It makes me go into my past life mind and go, what kind of lifetime are these people experiencing where the spiders were, you know, probably took their life in some way, or maybe they lived on a planet with giant spiders that would eat them, and so that's why they're terrified of spiders. You know, it's like,
or
you're so much bigger than them. They're on the wall. They're not on you.
Oh my!
But I'd be the same way with a snake. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, here again is I was terrified of spiders, and it wasn't until my shift I was able to tolerate them. But I do still feel if one comes close to me, they're wanting to be reincarnated. That is just a fact of life.
Yes.
But
I need an exit point. You're it.
Yes. But here's the thing. It's also resisting our own pattern or our own powers, because spiders represent the weaving of and creating of life. And now for the other night, I took some of my grandson's popcorn and put it in a dish. I saw something dark fall into the dish. I thought it was a husk. Oh, no, no kidding. I get down to the bottom of the bowl and I see this thing and it moves. It was a small spider. I almost ate a small spider, but I did exactly what I always do. And maybe a giant spider will be the one to say, "Ooh, instant reincarnation for you." But as it was instant reincarnation. So, you know, I just still can't go there, guys. It's my lesson, my story. And so these little spiders are going to keep coming at me until I get it.
Well, you know, the spiders in the power animal realm of things is about you weave your own life, you know. So
uh-huh.
I try to take the message of, okay, what's going on in my life right now that I might not want to be happening, and how am I creating it? And that's kind of what the spider means to me. And now, if you guys remember, some of you who follow us last year, I couldn't get rid of a fly. I would have a fly in every room I would go into. There was a fly, and it would want to buzz my head. I'd go to bed at night. There's a fly in my bedroom. I'd go to the kitchen. Here's this fly flying around. It's like, why? What's with flies? And now I can't remember what the lesson was, but there, I did get it because there's no more flies, but it dawned on me what that fly meant. But it's the same kind of thing, though. If we're not getting it, they're just going to keep throwing it in our face. So, yes, I finally just tell me what the fly means.
Well, you know, oh, and God, I just pulled up a picture of a spider. Oh, okay, my stomach's turning, folks, but I am putting it on our Facebook page on Cat Media, too, here. And for me, the moment you start talking about a fly makes me laugh because my mother's favorite saying is, you know, whenever she was talking about anybody going through whatever, and, oh my God, there's that spider. Anyway, I am not going to resist my creative abilities. Anyway, she would say, ooh, I wish if I was only a spider on the wall. So I will be reading for somebody and something will come in, you know, for this person, especially mothers, and out of nowhere, a fly will appear. Time and time and time again. I always just say, hello, mom. You know, you're now your little spider. Spider. I've got spider on the brain now. I have to go up past this. anyway.
I don't know. You may want to look what I put there with your spider.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and of course it gives a oh, my gosh. Do you know?
It's like popcorn to me.
Yeah, it's like, that look on her face is she probably just ate the spider. Like, what's that crunch?
If you're not in the chat room, I posted one of those little GIFs where, you know, the GIF GIF where the woman's just cramming popcorn in her mouth and not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. And that would have been
Karen.
Me. Okay, and I do want to put it out there again because we will be taking calls here in just a bit, is if you have a question that you would like to ask us online, please call 646-668-8389, press the number 1, so that we know you have a question for us. Now, Tracy, since we're getting close to the half hour, what's going on with you and how do people get in touch with you?
Okay, you guys, I'm going to get real with you. Astrologically, it has not been good for me. I had a fun little experience. And I have to tell you, I've been like in this mood. I'm like, man, I just can't say anything right. I can't do anything right. I'm just like, I give up. I'm going to go hide in the corner. I'm just going to suck my thumb and curl up and just ignore the world, right? So then I meet up with a friend that does astrology. And I did that Monday, and I come walking in. We met up at a Chinese food restaurant near me, and I go walking in, and she looks at me kind of funny, and she goes, how are you feeling today? And I said, well, it's not my best day. She just starts laughing. She goes, well, just don't shoot the messenger, but that's going to keep going until the end of the month. And I'm like, so that's today, guys. It'll be the last day of the intense craziness that has been my life. So she said that it should start getting a little better after the full moon lunar eclipse 31st, blah blah blah. So anyway, now that that's all done, you guys should just start lining up because the mood is shifting. And come on over to my Patreon page. I have been posting some actually pretty fun meditations and hypnosis. I did one the other day, the healing power of the white room, and it takes you into this beautiful white room that just moves healing energy through your whole body, and there's a whole process to it, and it guides you through it. Before that, I did a meditation on astral travel, and there's meditations on taking charge of your life, confidence, weight loss, whatever, meet your dragon, go to the fairy world. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. So that's on patreon.com, and I will post it in the Cat Media page that we have, but I don't have access to the other. It's going to do something funny there for me. Okay, let me see if that works.
Of course it is.
Anyways, it didn't work. I'll redo it when I'm not talking. Right now, today is the last day of my January special, so if you would like to get a reading or do some hypnosis or something of that effect, please contact me, TracyMahan@yahoo.com, or go to my Facebook page and send me a message. Website, TracyMahan.com. You can see what I offer. I will be coming up with some February specials, so watch for those, but by all means, don't wait for that. If you like the January special and you ask if you can do the January special, by all means, I'll honor that. Just because you are a loyal listener, something brilliant. I really think we should call our show The Human Experience.
I'm starting to think so too. The Human Experience and Beyond.
And Beyond. Yeah. And I think that catches you up. But please come check out the Patreon page. I'm having a lot of fun over there. And the ones that are part of that page, we're all having some fun over there. So come join us. Okay. Cherry, how about you?
Well, before I start on what I'm doing, where I'm going, and all that stuff, I did post today. You mentioned today is the super blue blood moon tonight. I don't know what time. It may be there already for some people, but I do want to read just a little bit of this. It says, also, it is important to note that this astrological event will bring about tremendous shift in energy. This energy shift would make you feel a little on the edge and unbalanced, but don't worry. It is really a beginning of something marvelous. And I'm reading this for those of you who are not on our Facebook page, Cat Media 2, because I did post this article there. Are you feeling anxious and out of place? If you are, you are already affected by this extreme energy. Are you anxious and out of place, Tracy? I have been.
Yeah.
This is not something that we can see, but something that we feel with every fiber of our body. All of us will be transformed when this super blue moon is over. Every human being on the planet will become affected by this massive energy shift. Even those mm-hmm. people who say they don't feel this kind of thing are still experiencing internal shifts. And I have seen this for so many people that say, you know, they're not in any form of awareness. They just feel it. Some may feel more energized and motivated than ever. That's been me during this shift, while some may feel a little lightheaded. It varies. But it says here, 2018 is going to be a year that will be remembered. And that's true. We have so much going on.
I'm going to validate that shift, even though mine happened on Monday, where we were still in that energy of this moon. And while I was sitting there having dinner, I had this little aha moment, which would be that would be its whole own show. But I had this aha moment when I was sitting there. And I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but sometimes when you move energy, it just sweeps all the way through you. It's like I had this moment. It just swept all the way through me. My whole entire body got flush. My face got red. My eyes teared up. My skin got blotchy. And my friend across the way is like, are you okay? I think she thought I was having an allergic reaction to the food. And I'm like, I'm okay. I'm just having an aha moment, and I think I just got a big download of something, and I said, am I blotchy? And she goes, yeah, your whole body just got all, like, red and bright, and just like, I can feel it. But anyways, you were reading that, and I was like, oh, yeah, that happened.
Yes. Well, you know, and now we'll go into me, and what I'm doing is here at the 10th of February, and there's still a space open. If you're feeling the push to go, mention this radio show, and you will get the early bird special prize, because we still have one, possibly two spaces left in the houses. We're doing our second Hawaiian experience retreat. And what I can tell you is the first one was absolutely fabulous and amazing. And the downloads I have been getting for this upcoming retreat is just, it just makes my head, just spin, because it's coming in. It will be a powerful transformation. Now, here's the thing is, we didn't even think about it. Is we actually planned this to be there on February 14th, Valentine's Day, the day of love for so many of us. But what more perfect place to be but at a retreat that is about self-awareness, self-love, and self-empowerment, allowing yourself to free from all of those old constraints that have not been able, that have not allowed you to be able to see and be the beauty of who you are. So, you know, if you're feeling compelled, just come on and go to my website, cherrydivine.com, read about it, and fill one of those empty spaces. But now you can get in touch with me at cherrydivine.com. Or go to Cherry Divine LLC and Facebook friend me. And we can never have too many friends. And there's a couple callers that have called in. If you want to speak to us and ask a question, please press the number 1 so that we know you actually want to talk to us. That puts a question mark on our board so we can see it. Okay? So, Trace, yes. are we ready for the first caller? I hear you typing or something.
Drum roll. I was putting our websites on the page.
Oh, good, good, good. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I sound very distracted, don't I?
Yes.
Well, I'm working, Missy.
Yeah. I put them on the blog talk chat already when we first got there. Okay, caller with the last 4 digits, 1652. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one specific question?
Hi, my name is Keisha. Can you hear me?
Very well.
Yes. Okay. Can I get a love reading? Whatever you pick up.
Oh, you have to be more specific.
Do you see anybody new coming in my life?
Okay. Who wants to take this first, Trace, you or me?
You're looking for a new love coming in your life? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Cherry, if you pick up on something, go for it, because I'm going to tune into that here real quick.
You know, it's really funny because it says, yes, there is. There's a couple of new love interests coming into your life, but quit pushing them away. It shows the people coming in, a couple of gentlemen. One's very sweet and romantic, and it's like you're ignoring them and pushing them off, looking for something that's this ideal. It feels as if you're keeping this ideal man up on a pedestal so that you're not able to see what's around you. And so remember, you're here to share a life with another physical being. Not everyone can live up to an ideal. The gallant knight that rescues. First of all, you don't even need rescued. You're very confident and competent within your own life, but allow some genuine emotion to come in. And by that, I mean, let those people that actually feel come into your life. So yes, I do, but it comes in after you've addressed the idea of putting them up on a pedestal, the ideal.
Yeah.
You know, he just feels very nice. He feels very sweet and very willing. And you're looking for excitement, you know, maybe, and I don't get maybe, I do get this, is you're kind of a take charge person in your life. Assist in creating that excitement for the both of you. So the next 3 months are going to be very important for you on this particular issue. Tracy, what do you get?
Well, I'm over here trying not to laugh because in my head I keep hearing, I'm like, somebody approves of this guy that's coming in. It is, he must be pretty delicious. Anyways, but what I was getting for you to do is, I know, right? I want you to go through your home and I want you to start pairing things up. Things that could go together. If this is a little feng shui thingy that you might call it or whatever, but take and maybe even go to the store and get like little figurines or little wood carved people that are a pair or a couple, because what it feels like to me, and I think Cherry, I was kind of catching what you were saying. You were saying that he's already there because I kind of get the same feeling.
I get that he's coming in, that they're right there, but he can be overlooked by looking for an ideal.
Right. So what I want you to do is I want you to ask your angels to help you lift the veil, because it feels like he's almost like even right in front of you, but you have this veil thing going on where you're not seeing him. But if you ask them to lift that veil, then all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh, and then you're going to get that because you're just going to like him that much. So do a few things around the house that indicate you would like a partner. And, you know, pair things up, put things together. Don't make them separate. And believe me, I'm doing the same thing around here, too, because I was like, oh, I guess I don't really have anything that indicates partnership in here. So put some partnership things going on in your house to just bring in that energy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Have fun. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
I thought that was funny. I'm like, ooh, whoever it is.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Delicious. There's our sexy voice.
This just turned into a different show again.
It did. And now we have a caller with the last 4 digits, 2352. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? What is your one question? And boy, did I blow through that.
My name is Lori, and I'm just wondering, I'm thinking about somebody from my past, and I'm just wondering if I will ever speak with him again, and it will ever cross paths again.
What do you get, Trace?
It's not necessary.
I get the same thing.
Not necessary. It could happen for you, but it's not going to be. I don't know if this was somebody that you were in a deeper relationship with, but the feelings, it feels like if you did cross paths, it's not going to be what you would want it to be, or the experience that you would want. Rather, that is a friendship or, you know, a romantic relationship or whatever it was. It's not necessary. You guys got what you were supposed to get from each other. And it can happen. You could create that. It wouldn't hurt anything to create that. But I feel like you would do better putting your energy out there for something else, if that makes sense. So were you looking at this person like in a romantic way, or... Maybe that'll help me to clarify what I'm picking up on.
No, I don't want romance with him.
Okay. Was that what the relationship was prior?
It was.
Okay. Okay. So if there's...
But that's not what I'm seeking now.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah, because the first thing that came in is it's not necessary, but if you desire it, yes, you can create that. But your energy would be more productive to put it out in a different way. And I don't know what that means. Maybe that'll resonate with you somehow. Cherry?
Well, here again, the first thing that came to mind was the Garth Brooks song, Thank God for Unanswered Prayers. But it's also about unresolved emotions and issues. Really own what you feel about this. First of all, you can connect with this person telepathically. but make sure you disconnect after you've connected. Really look and see what he represented to you and where you felt something was not resolved, because I see a pattern that keeps repeating itself, and it's not supporting you in your life. I'm like Tracy. I really don't get this guy comes back into your life. It just does not feel necessary. What is necessary, feels like it supports you the best, is looking at whatever emotional issues were left, the emotional residue that was left, and go in and do the steps to heal that within you. I just get that if you did come in touch with each other in contact, that it just feels like a huge letdown on some level. So remember, people come to our into our lives as messengers, as sometimes clearing old agreements. But it shows you two holding hands and then, you know, saying thank you and goodbye and walking in different directions. And that feels like the very best. But I do want you to look at any and old unresolved emotional residue. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay. We are now going, whoops, just a sec. The board's kind of just spinning, so who knows what we're doing. Okay.
Okay. Oh, I don't feel good now.
caller on the air now is 2909. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your one question? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Is anybody there? 2909? Okay, we will come back to that particular caller. It may be in my board, or it may be they took a little break. So we're going to go on to caller with the last four digits, 3792. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? What's your one question? Hello?
You guys... Steph, you might have muted your phones.
Hello?
Oh, there we go. We have somebody.
Yay.
Hi. Oh, hi. I thought you guys were talking to someone else.
No, we're talking to you. And who are you?
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. I kind of have like a belief question or energy question. So I've been working on, like, changing a belief. I kind of have this belief where – I think I have this belief where, say if I want a lot of money, right, mm-hmm. I feel like either, say, my mother or my aunt are going to be jealous of me, right? And I feel like I wanted their acceptance or something when I was a kid. Like, you know, I preferred them liking me or loving me maybe – you know, it was better for me then, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I feel like I'm kind of like, I still have that belief that if I have what I want, or say if I have abundance or whatever, they're going to be mad at me, and I, for some reason, need them not to be mad at me.
Trace, do you mind if I step in really quick?
You go for it. I'm going to make some notes while you do that.
Okay. First of all, I want you to claim everything you just said. You keep getting, I think, and maybe, and it could be. You are picking up head on and straight on and full on exactly the way you feel. Own it, because that's what's going to break through. And you do. You hold yourself small because you're afraid not just your mom and your aunt won't accept you, but other people will fall away. Now, instead, let yourself be everything you are able to be, everything you can manifest. Be the example that shows better. You know, when you're holding yourself down, you're not doing anybody any favors. And know that you're to be loved for who you are as you are. Be a light that guides. And go in and talk to that beautiful small child that was trying to win other people's affection that doesn't feel lovable as she is. Mm-hmm. You know, your mother and your aunt have their own lessons, and they have their own belief systems. And those belief systems have affected their life. Show them how to be out of that and be something different. There's some other issues going around allowing yourself to have on financial abundance, but also so view what you've been told about financial abundance. I'll use an example for me, and I'm a day or two older than a lot of people who are listening and stuff, is I'd go up to the beauty parlor with my mother, and I would read the movie magazines, and everybody be unhappy, and they'd sit there and talk about, well, look at this, all those rich people, and they have all that money, and they aren't happy either. But I also saw a lot of control over people who had money and wealth in my life and how it affected me. So I had to go in and look at those messages and understand they were a belief system, not true. Because you have money does not mean you're unhappy. And if I have money or know somebody who has money, that doesn't mean there's manipulation and control. It's changing, addressing, understanding, and then changing belief systems around this. Okay?
Yeah.
Tracy, what do you get,
Thank
sweetie?
You.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about 10-6. Okay, I made a list. Okay, Katie. Of course, I'm going to go to the past life link to this because there is a circle going or a pattern being repeated here. In a past life, you were a man. You were a very rich and successful man. And because of that, you were judged and considered, not a good person because you had all this money and other people were hungry and starving and here you were living well and blah, blah, blah. And so in that past life, you had a lot of judgment. You had a lot of people being mean to you. They were cruel to you. They were hurtful to you. And you were actually a very dominant masculine energy in that lifetime. And so it was probably set up to try to crack that male shell and get you to be more open and compassionate, but it ended up making you harder because, people were hurtful. So then it was, instead of you going, well, here, let me help you, you were like, F off. So anyways, in this lifetime, it feels like you're more passive. Like you are concerned, well, what are people going to think if I end up with money? I don't want to go through that again. It was such a hurtful lifetime. It was a hard lifetime. Even though you had all these riches and you could do whatever you wanted, what you really wanted was the relationships and people were mean. And so in this lifetime, you're afraid to have the wealth because you're afraid that will shift your relationships of these people that you love and hold dear. And in this lifetime, it feels like you're very passive. Like,
someone
says, hey, what do you want to do tonight? You're going to be the gal going, what do you want to do? Let's go do what you want to do.
I'm a people pleaser.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And that's partly why, is because you really crave their acceptance because it was such a lonely life in the other lifetime. Okay. So, ask spirit to help you bring in the balance because that's what you're creating here. You're creating a balance of I can have the relationships and be a generous person with money. And that gives me chills. So
yes,
go with it, Missy. Find your balance because you are going to create something amazing with that. Okay.
Thank you.
You're going to have the best of both worlds.
Thank you. I'm going to have to email you. You're so right about the past life because when I was a kid, my grandmother used to feed me and wouldn't feed my cousins. And I would eat in front of them, and they would just watch me.
Oh.
And I would feel guilt.
That just gets me chills.
I would feel guilt that I had more than they had. Mm-hmm. And so it's like I just give everything away now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Tracy Mahan at yahoo.com.
There you go. And it's... the Ho'oponopono prayer would do you really well within this, and it's I am sorry, please forgive me.
I have the book. I'm going to do it.
Yes.
I never did it for me, but I did it for somebody else. But I'm going to
do it for you. And remember, children are wide open energetically, so you were feeling and taking in all of your cousins and those other kids around you, their resentment and their feeling bad
and their
within
hurt.
Themselves,
yeah.
their hurt,
yeah.
their pain. And then their anger that you got, they didn't. So you had all of that in your energy body too.
Okay.
So it's time to release and heal all of that. Mm.
You got big shift, Missy. And what a better day to do that than the full
moon
is embracing it. So
thank you both. Thank you so much. And I'm going to contact you, girls. Thank you so much.
You
wonderful.
Bet.
Thank you, Katie. Have a good day.
You
yes.
Too,
and Katie's a great name. That's my granddaughter's name. So, just saying. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to try caller with the last four digits, 2909. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? What is your question? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jacqueline. I was listening just part of what you were saying with the last caller. But I just want to ask a little bit about the Ho'oponopono and how it could relate to my situation, because I've tried that in the past and I haven't really seen any results.
Sweetie, what did you say your name was?
Jacqueline.
Sorry, thank you.
I have
that's okay. I don't always hold on to names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I want you to do, because it's looking outwardly, it's almost for you looking outwardly, I want you to say the Ho'opono prayer for yourself internally. Because you have some sort of self-punishment going on, some sort of, and it feels like it's been carried in with you, and it keeps holding you back. So when you're saying that Ho'oponopono prayer, imagine yourself, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, and let it really come into you. And because there are many lifetimes that we are actually clearing and that have affected us in this lifetime, and so this feels like one that this is for you. And I do want you to start really focusing on allowing joy into your life, because there's this punishment that you've got going on. This self-punishment is not allowing you joy to its fullest. Tracy,
I agree with that. I didn't realize that I was punishing myself. What I realized was that no matter what I do, I mean, I could find myself pushing myself above and beyond. It's like I would never meet the expectation of the people around me. So I had to keep it. And it just never seemed to work. Even if I tried to push it out my head and felt like I met that expectation, I know that it never did. So maybe it is something that I did carry from another life.
It's all about loving who you are. When you love who you are, the outer world reflects love back at you. Tracy, I just jumped in with that because I got it at such a deep level. Sweetie,
it was right where I was going to go, Jacqueline.
Is it something that could have happened in my life, in my mother's life? Could we have been in another life together?
Definitely, honey. What I heard really clear for you is let go of the judgment on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The judgment, and that we all do it. So, we criticize ourselves or whatever it is. Let go of the judgment on yourself. Forgive the self, and then the world around you will no longer reflect that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it is all about the self right now. You get to be selfish. Do it. It's about the self. Let go of your judgment. Let go of your criticism and stuff on yourself. And then it will quit coming back at you through the mirrors of others around you. And yes, you and your mother have had several lives together.
Mm-hmm.
There's many, many, many lives. So
yeah.
Definitely you could ask to have that healed and forgiven if it's affecting this life in a negative way. And forgive yourself for the part you play, and then offer forgiveness for the part that she played and all involved. It's a really a nice practice to help us to move through these old wounds that we came in with and start opening ourselves up to some new and better experiences. So, maybe you got some homework to do, hon, but, you're going to move through it and start shifting things, and then it's going to be so worth it. So,
you see, I'm constantly accused of being selfish,
well,
and I try not to be selfish.
Well, first of all, this is a judgment that we place upon. And one of the things, we're never, ever going to please anybody in our world. We can't live our lives.
I hate to be selfish. I hate to be guilty of it, you know?
It's a different, your idea of what's selfish and my idea of selfish, I think, gotten different realms here.
Because,
I mean, focus some energy on forgiving yourself right now and letting go of judgment on yourself. Even that statement you said was a judgment on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So just let go of the judgment. Embrace who you are. Okay?
Because what I tell people right now is this is the time to become selfish so that you can become more selfless. Our worlds begin with us. Everything outside of us is a reflection of inside of us. And we are all in agreement with various beings that are here with us. So the more that we are able to go in and love ourselves fully, this doesn't mean ego, let me grab the last whatever and it's all about me. It means go in, honor who you are, love who you are, acknowledge you're part of the divine source of life, and really start being good to yourself. And then that your outer world starts reflecting that back to you. You don't get to own somebody else's life and their unhappiness. They're already in their life creating whatever is important for them, this life, this experience, this lesson.
Right, so, right. Because I have a brother that accused me of messing his life up, and I didn't do anything to him.
Again, he gets to own his. And
right.
One of the things I
didn't do anything to him. He just has his own. He has his own consequences to face. But he used it as an excuse to do everything to hurt me, and it didn't make no sense because I do love this brother. I wouldn't like to hear anything bad happen to him. But it seemed like with him, it was the complete opposite.
And I just didn't
understand that.
You get to send back with love whatever's his. Honey, we only have a few minutes left of the show and one more caller, and it would be really good, whether it be with Tracy or me or anybody else that you feel attracted to or drawn to look a little deeper into this issue, because we can, you know, when we're on a radio show, we just don't have the time to go deeply into this. So, but love who you are and honor who you are. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, that
Thank
was going to be what I said, too. Honor your feelings around that because it was hurtful, and you need to honor that. It's okay that you were hurt and that it was upsetting, okay?
Yes, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see if we can squeeze in.
3 minutes left, 3230. You are on the air. Who are you speaking to, and what is your one specific question?
Hello, my name is Jamel. And I'm calling from Chicago, and I met this girl the other day, and we was vibing. We was cool with each other, so I was just calling, do you see us together?
Fun times. I get fun
times. Did you say you were vibing? Is that?
Yeah, I was vibing her. She was vibing me, and, you know.
Dude, I'm so old.
Vibing, even I'm older than you are, and I understand what vibing is. I mean, what they're picking up on.
I need to get out more.
There you go. I get, go for it and have a wonderful time. It feels like you guys can have some really good times together.
I get like that butterfly tummy. Yeah, I get like that butterfly happy. Like, I think it's mutual. This feels good. And, that's not just. It feels to me like you guys will develop a relationship there, but, you know, also keep in mind that relationships also mean that some of your stuff's going to come up. So don't project if you can help it. You know, you're going to get some mirroring to some old relationships, and just recognize that that's what it is so that you don't sabotage the relationship, because it is a good one. It feels good. I like it.
And I don't know why the name Veronica comes up, but it does. But for whatever reason, the old Archie comic books are coming to mind. And you had Veronica was the super pretty, rich, you know, full of life. And then you had Betty, who was the home girl, you know, the girl next door. Somehow this girl you just met kind of goes into that really pretty got it going on, you know, so... it does feel like there's a door opening for you here for some life changes. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Have fun.
Have fun. Go out and vibe for all of us. It sounds good.
Yes.
I will.
There you go.
All right. All right. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, Trace. How do people get in touch with you?
TracyMahan.com has all my information, guys, or find me on Facebook and you can get in touch with me there. It's Tracy Mahan, CHT. Cherry, how about you?
CherryDivine.com. All my info's there. Connection to Facebook, whatever else I happen to have on there. All of it's there.
She forgot how you get a hold of her.
Yeah, just go to CherryDivine.com, and there's so many ways to get a hold of me. So you all have a good day, and thank you for joining.
Enjoy
us.
This moon, you guys. Manifest, create, release, do it all.
Yeah, yeah. Be
powerful.
Do you want your life? No, you deserve it. Okay.
We'll see
and
you
it's
all
not
next
selfish.
Week.
Bye.
It's not. Bye-bye.
Ugh.